Kuta chabavli, that's the type of a mustard that you use to dip bread into, to dip things into. The chol mini kutach, anything else that you don't eat it so fast. There is this thing like mustard stays a long time. Is and in this kutach was chametz, there was bread. Is out of you the also limchol lamed yom kodem pesach. You're not allowed to sell it to a goy even 30 days before Pesach. Right, like b'shamay shittim, that you have to make sure that the chametz you own is destroyed before Pesach. So it doesn't help you to sell it to a goy because usually it takes 30 days till this kutach is eaten up. For halacha, we don't hold like this. Shrashi kutach habavli, noistem boy chometz. Used to put chometz in this kutach. Kedarmina beelu oivrin. Vienu osi lechol yachad. He didn't eat it at one time. El litfaboy. Used to use it to dip things in like mustard. Vienu kolaz man rubi. You don't finish it up for a long time. So shloishim yoyim zrashi mishamaschilin lidroish. Bilchas apesach. Chalo azoras peschalov. Once you start learning Hilchos HaPesach 30 days before, that's when you have to start worrying about being prepared for Pesach. That's the Yudishit. Tana Rabbonin. Noisten mezoinos lefnei hakelef b'chotzer. If you have a dog, you're allowed to put out food in your chotzer. It's your Rishus HaYochid. You can put it out even on Shabbos. Noitloi v'yotzer. Then the dog takes the food and starts to walk outside to Rishus Rabbin. Izein ezokkin loi. You don't have to stop him. Because when you put down the food, you didn't put it down directly, he should carry it outside. As far as you're concerned, he could eat it right here. That the dog takes it outside, it's like doing something by his own, that's mutter. Kiyotzeboy, the same halacha is, the guy, a poor guy comes in, there's also an Indian to give him food to eat, you're allowed to give him even on Shabbos, you're allowed to put down the food in your backyard. Why? Because minastam, the guy could eat it there also. It's not mukha. When you're giving it to him, he's going to carry it out to Shus Rabin. It's possible he'll eat it there. Not loy. Then the guy takes it, the yotz, and walks outside with it. You don't have to stop him. For the Gemara Sulam, what do I need two cases for? The exact same aloha, dog and a guy. And the Gemara Hainuach, the same thing. Mal the tame, I would think. Hi, Romulev, hi, Romulev, Kamash Malon. I would think, no, a dog, it's Romulev. If you own the dog, there's a chiyuv for you to feed him. Like your behema, you have to feed your behema. So maybe there it's worse. There it's mutai, I would think, because you have to feed him. Mashenk in a goy, it's not Romulev for you to feed him. I would think that's also kamashman, even that is also mutai. Trashi kelev Romulev lezoyna. But, so Tzai speaks out here, this even goes according to Beishamai. Afil le Beishamai, the rogul oichle miyad. Because when you give food, it's something that your rod will teach right away. Over the taste of a dafke mezoinus, avushar chveitza masurim afilu beisilul, tleshar beisil eleber Shabbos, avushabbos loy. Let's say a guy like wants a clothing. He says, I'm freezing outside now, give me a coat. So then it's also for you to get, a coat would be mutter, because he's not called carrying it. Alright, Lu Yitzui, he wants to carry home the coat. He says, Klo, I'm not going to wear it right now, I want to carry it home. Then it's also for you to put the coat outside. Because if you know for sure he's going to take it and walk outside with it, even Quanta Vitilu, it's something, like I said before. Quanta Vitilu, you're not allowed a guy walk out from your house carrying something. Because it looks as if you told him to carry it out. So it's only mut to hear the case where you're putting food in the chotzer, because Minastam, he'll eat the food right now. That when he walks out, it's not called like you told him to walk out. But if you give him a chayfah that's oimit for him to walk out with, that would be awesome.
He's cold, he's nowhere to come.
Yeah, I'm saying right. That's what I'm saying, right. Cold is right. Cold is a bad example. If he wears it, it'll be mutter. So the case where he says he's going to carry it, I'll give him a suitcase. Guy says, I need a suitcase now, give me a suitcase. So you know Chloe's going to take the suitcase home with him. He's not going to leave it there in the chutzah. He has no use for it. So you're not allowed to put a suitcase down in the chutzah and let the guy walk outside with it. But that's called like you gave the guy something to walk outside with. It's exactly the rabbon. It looks as if he's carrying it for you.
This kind of food, even if you know he's going to take it home, you could still give it to him because he's able to eat it in the yard.
I'm not sure. If you know 100% he'll take it out, I'm not sure. Here the pshat is because Pasha, he could eat it there. He could eat it there. Tana Rabbon, lo yastir odem kelim lenochrim erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to rent out your kelim to a goy erev Shabbos. You can't rent out your car to a goy erev Shabbos. Pedalot avehei mutter. But Wednesday and Thursday it's mutter to rent it out. So this can't be going according to Beishamai, because according to Beishamai it's also to rent out your car even Wednesday and Thursday also. Because since the goy is going to work with it on Shabbos, there's an issa shrisas kelim. Your kelim is not allowed to do malacha. So this is also according to Beisilu. And the time is because it looks like you're making schiris on Shabbos. Hey, on Friday, if you rent it out on Friday, since for sure he's going to use it on Shabbos, what is he renting it for? He's renting it to use the car over Shabbos. So it looks as if you're making business on Shabbos, that's awesome. Shouldn't rent out a kli that the guy is going to use on Friday. Because on Friday, it looks like you're doing it for Shabbos. Mashenken, Wednesday and Thursday, it doesn't look like you're doing it for Shabbos, So there's no issa the midrabbanan. Trash la yaskru adam kelev lasas bem locha, the goy should do a melocha, bera Shabbos. The nirus a trashi, shemas kirula la tzorcha Shabbos. It looks like you're renting a tent that you should use it on Shabbos, and you're getting paid for it, so you're getting schar Shabbos. That's also to do with the Rabbonin. Ki yaitzuba, another locha is, ein mishalchin igaras viyad nochri. You can't send a letter with the goy, bera Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, he can't send a letter with a goy. Because in the storm, he's going to carry the letter on Shabbos for you. So that's awesome. But Dalar of the Heimutr, Mashenkin Wednesday and Thursday, then you could send a letter with a goy. And since it doesn't look like he has to do it on Shabbos. Omru Allah bar Rabbi Yisri HaKoyin, Rabbi Yisri HaKoyin was Machmir, V'Amri lo, Rabbi Yisri HaChosid, some say no, was Rabbi Yisri HaChosid, Shle Nimsa Ksav Yodu B'Yad Nochim Yilim. He never sent a letter that had his Ksav Yodu on it B'Yad HaGoy. Because he was afraid sometimes the goy will be carrying it on Shabbos, and since it has his ksav yod, it has his writing on it, people will know it's from him, and people will be choshish, maybe he gave it to the goy to carry on Shabbos. So that's a big chumrah, his chumrah. Of the locha, just on Friday, it's also to do it. But if you do it Wednesday or Thursday, that's mutter. Now we'll soon see the locha about a letter, about mailing a letter. Tana Rabbanan, Ein mishal chini geres biyad nochi yeres Shabbos. You're not allowed to send a letter with the goy Erev Shabbos. Eliim came koitzis leidomim. Unless you make up a price claw. I say, I'll pay you $1 to do it. So we say now when the goy does it on Shabbos, takes the letter, he's not working for you. It's called he's working for himself. He wants to get a dollar. So that's the hetzer why you're allowed to put mail in the post. Since we pay our 20 cents already. You pay the 20 cents. So it's considered that the mailman is doing it for himself. He wants to make money. He's not doing it for you. He's not doing the payment for you. He's doing it for himself. He gets paid for it. So since his kotz is laid down, will be mutter. What? That's another shayla. That's another shayla. It's not this halacha. He may be machshel yid to do it. That's another shayla. We'll talk about it later. But here, sending it to a guy, if it's kotz is laid down, that's mutter. Lim came kotz is laid down. The guy has to reach his house before Shabbos. When you send him the letter to get to another town, Avi gets the first house in that town. If we're talking about you made a tzitzi, you paid him, it's mutter. What do they have to reach the town for? You're allowed to send it to him. The sound of rice is like this. It's true. If you paid the guy money to take in the letter, that's always mutter. But in case you're not paying him money, he didn't make up a price yet, then the guy is doing it for you, then it depends. You're only allowed to send him the letter if he could get home before Shabbos. So he won't do a melacha. It doesn't look like he's doing something for you on Shabbos. Not to his house, mamish, but if he gets to his city, and the first house in the city, that's mutter. For the Gemara of Amud Reisha Ein Mishalchen, I said the Reisha can't send at all. On Friday, the Reisha says if he not kotsats, it's also to send a letter at all. Mashma, whether he gets home or doesn't get home, it's also. Lekasha. Hode kfiye beidoye b'moser. One case is there's a post office in the town. Hode lekfiye beidoye b'moser. There's no post office in the town. Post office of Pshat then, there was the postman that if you send a letter to that town, all you have to do is just bring the letter to him. When it gets there, he takes care and gives it out in the city. So when you gave the letter to the guy, if the guy takes it to that city and there's a post office there, so he'll give it to the postman right away and he's finished. He won't do anything more. But Shaker, if there's no postman in the town, then we're afraid the guy himself is going to have to go around till he gets to the guy's house. So it's not enough that he gets to the town. We're afraid even if he gets to the town, the guy's not going to be home now. So wait till tomorrow morning and give it to him. He'll go on Shabbos morning and give it to him. So since he's the guy that you gave the letter to, it looks as if the guy is doing it for you, and that's usur. So if you don't have a special postman that you just have to give it to him and he'll take it over, that would be usur. But this is only providing you didn't make a ktitza. You didn't pay him. But if you paid the postman like we do, then it's mutter.
You say Rabbi Akiva's
master
they sold
him,
like you said before?
Yeah. Trashi, Vamadresha Mishalk and Elimke Kotz is Doyer. Shilton ear, the mayor. Valeri Gidl Lishlech Gurus. He took care of all the Gurus. So when the guy came to the city, there's no Gzera. The guy is going to take it to the person's house on Shabbos. Or as soon as he gets to the city, he just has to give it to the postman there. And that person takes care. So that person is not a shliach from you. You didn't talk to that person. That's no Gzera if that man will give it out on Shabbos. It's only Gzera if the guy that you gave it to, he'll give it out on Shabbos.
Why can't I pay
by wanting to do Mulach? In your house, we'll see later. Those are Gzeras. It doesn't help in your shoes. looks like he told him to do it on Shabbos. We'll see. There'll be a lot of that. The Rav Moshe talks about the Shaila Mizdor be Machshel. I'm all you have postmen though that are Jew. So if you put a letter Friday in the mail, the Fura Yo be Machshel that there's Jews going to do Malach on Shabbos if he's a Yiddish postman. So Moshe thinks right in the shul. Look, I didn't look up recently. I think he makes a chiluk. A place like Borough Park, a place like where a lot of there are a lot of Velta Jews there. So maybe you have to be Machmed. Maybe one of the postmen there is a Jew. But Shaykh, you got out of town. That there's very few Jews there, so they don't have to be choshed that the postman will be a Jew. So then, Mistama rogue postman Zagoyim, then there will be a Nishash. Right. Tana Rabbon. Ein mafligin besvina, you can't go on the ship, take a big trip. Pochus megimu yom, kredim shil Shabbos. At least 3 days before Shabbos, you have to go on the boat. But if you didn't make it 3 days before, you can't go on Thursday or Friday, you can't go on the ship. The medavam amurim with varashus, you stop going for a pleasure trip. Al Devar Mitzvah, going for Devar Mitzvah, Shapadami. Then it's Mutter. There's a lot of different time and what's the Issa going on the Svina. Some learning that it's Xerah that maybe in the middle of your trip ride on Shabbos and Zchama Sakona, and you're going to have to do a Malacha. So not to put yourself in a matzah of doing Sakona, you shouldn't go 3 days before Shabbos. Because 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start thinking about Shabbos to make sure you won't be in such a matzah that on Shabbos you'll have to do the Malacha. Mashenkin, before 3 days, you don't have to think about Shabbos. Another reason is that it takes you 3 days till you get used to the ship. So you're not going to have any Shabbos. The first day you get in the ship, your stomach turns over. Yeah. So if you go right before Shabbos, 2 days before Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, you're not going to enjoy your Suda. So Melach, Mavatl, any Shabbos, you shouldn't go 3 days before. But Shaykh, on Dvar Mitzvah, that's Mutla. Like, Oysig Mitzvah, Potom and a Mitzvah. Since you're going to Dvar Mitzvah, that's Mutla. Some people say to go to Eretz. So let's call the Dvar Mitzvah. You let it go on the ship before Shabbos. On Dvar Mitzvah, Shabbos. You have to tell the captain, you have to tell the captain, please rest on Shabbos. Even though he doesn't listen to you, but at least you have to tell him. No, you don't have to tell him this. You don't have to tell him not to work. If I'll tease the guy, let him do it. A short ride, I feel a bearer Shabbos mutter. Of course, you're going to get there before Shabbos.
By a plane trip.
You have to make up a tenai with the guy, the captain. He shouldn't do any lochas on Shabbos, even though he doesn't listen to you. Mitzul etzidon ain elam halach yoyim. Over Shabbos hayisham yoyim hashuch leminu b'slach lemakom shenogu. Used to be the business day there. They used to have the flea market then, so people used to travel there. So that's mutter. You can make it there before Shabbos. By the Torah Rabbon ain tzorin ala yorish alochem. You're going to have mechama on the goyim. You can't siege the city. Pachus megil miyom kredim Shabbos. The last 3 days before Shabbos, you can't start. But the same svaro, that 3 days before Shabbos, you have to start thinking about Shabbos, not to put yourself in a matzah that will have to be Mechal Shabbos. But before that, you don't have to think about it. So you have to start the Mechama, then it comes on Shabbos in the middle of a Mechama, Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to continue fighting. So the more of Yim is Chilu, but if you started to fight before Shabbos, Eim HaSikin, you don't have to stop fighting on Shabbos. The more is Pikuach Nefesh then, but you're allowed to continue fighting on Shabbos. The Pasuk says that Riditor beat them up. Lagamri, I feel of a Shabbos. Even if it comes, you have to fight on Shabbos. Mikuach nefesh, it's mutter. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Noigin Hoyu, he was machmen a Mishnah that he used to give his clothing into the cleaners 3 days before Shabbos. Like Beshama, the cleaners should not work on Shabbos. Tanya, Omer Rav Tzadik, Kach Hoyim and Hoger Shabbos Rav Gamliel, Shere Noistin and Kli Lovin used to give white clothing Lekoyved Gimel Yom Kedem Shabbos. Hey, to clean a white beged took a long time. It took 3 days to have it clean, so he gave it in 3 days beforehand. Otzvoyim, it was a colored shirt. I feel there Shabbos because it's very easy to clean a colored shirt. It takes a few hours. So even there Shabbos, the guy could finish it before Shabbos. So the moment of the rain will madlo from this halacha we see shalavein and koshim lechovsim yosim and atzvoyim. It's harder to clean a white beged than is a colored beged. Abaye heavy yoyim lohu monlet tzviyim lekatzvi gave a colored beged into the cleaners. Omalei kama boyis, how much you want to charge for this to clean my colored shirt? Alavai omalei kedechiyurei, I want the same price like I charge to clean a white shirt. Omalei, nah, you're jipping me. Kvakod mochim rabbonim, we learned around the brayso that what? That's much harder to clean a white shirt than a colored shirt. So you can't charge the same price. You're doing something really jipping me. Amr Abaye, Haiman di Yoyev Mon Lakatsev, you give your wash into the laundry man to have it cleaned, the Mashcha Nesiv, give it to him, weigh it before you give your clothing in. Over Mashcha Nishkum, then you take it back from him, weigh it again, to make sure how much got lost in the wash. Di Tofi, if you get back too much, Asuduye, you'll be mastered. The Machte, we bought so Asuduye the Kapsru. See Rashi? The katzva koyves. Kama boys like him schar. Kvarkom rabbona shlamadu shalavenim koshlam lechavson. Yosef min atzavaynus. They can't charge him so much money for a colored shirt as a white shirt. Lemishcho yimredenu benesinasu bechzirosin. Count everything you give to the cleaners before and afterwards. The katzva broyschin. The what? The toffee. If you get more back, the master right. Stretched out. Yeah, we bought so after the kapsa right, the roiskin right. So wash it out to make sure, weigh it before and weigh it afterwards, and measure it to make sure you got back the same begodim you gave in. Shouldn't be too much, too less. What's the cause? What? You're holding that few tests on Rala from the bottom by the two dots. Vishov and Elu Vielu Shetoinim. Till Labos Moida, then it comes to squeezing the grapes and squeezing the olives, it's Mutter. You're allowed to put the beam down on top of the grapes, on top of the olives, before Shabbos, even though throughout the whole Shabbos is coming down. That few tests on Rala from the bottom. For the Mora Maishino Kulu de Gozu Bube Shammai, how came all the first cases in the Mishneh Beshammai is Gozer? You can't start the Molocha before Shabbos and let it go throughout Shabbos, either because there's an Issa Shrisas Kalim, because some Molocha is going on throughout Shabbos. So how came Beshammai is Moida to the Sefer of the Mishneh? Sheetoinim Kuris Beisabad Vigulia Gas. Why is that Mutter? Umaishino Kuris Beisabad Vigulia Gas Le Gozru. That Beshammai is not Gozer. And he says you're allowed to put the beam down on top of the grapes or on top of the olives to have it pressed throughout Shabbos. And the Gemara Poshid, Hanuch di Ovid Bulu b'Shabbos Mechayiv Chatis. The first case is in the Mishnah, if you do these malachas on Shabbos, there's an Issa D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to put the ink into the water. There's an Issa of Tzaveya, there's an Issa of Lash. So if you do these things on Shabbos, there's an Issa D'Oraisa. Or else put the pishton into the tanur, or else be tzaveya. These are malachas d'iraisa. So therefore, Beshamai says you can't start it before Shabbos, because about the malachas being done throughout Shabbos, there's an issa shrisas kelim. Mashen kain is gozu bo Beshamai. Beshamai makes exera erer Shabbos im chashecha. Even though you started the malacha before Shabbos, but since the malacha is being done throughout Shabbos, there's an issa shrisas kelim. Beshamai holds the saucer. Mashen kein koyres beis habad v'yeguli yagas. These cases by squeezing the grapes or squeezing the olives on Shabbos, diyoved lu b'Shabbos. Even if you would first put the bean on top of the grapes on Shabbos, loy mechayev chatis. There be no issa d'iraisa of chatis. Is legozru. Therefore, Beshamai says, since you started to do this before Shabbos, it's muta to let the grapes be squashed throughout the whole Shabbos. He said there's no malacha on Shabbos. We'll soon see why. We'll soon see that tomorrow. Man Tana, to chol midi diyos memele shafet domi. Who's the Tana, like in our Mishnah, that says when the juice is coming out by itself, shafet domi means there's no issa d'iraisa. So drashi diyos memele, kegoin mashkin halolu. Like in our Mishnah, where you put the board, the big beam, on top of the grapes. And now throughout Shabbos, the bean is making the grape squash, that the yain is coming out. You're allowed to have enough from this yain. The goin mashkin halolish and is chotin mialeim, that comes out by itself, it's mutter to drink on Shabbos. Obavad sheyaschum mebojoim. As long as you started mebojoim. Like in our Mishnah, you put the bean down on top of the grapes before Shabbos, so then throughout the whole Shabbos, the yain that comes out is mutter to drink. Because our Mishnah doesn't say it's also. The Mishnah is Mashna that you're allowed to do it with Shovin. Sheetoinim Kuris Beis Sabad. And the Mashkin that comes out is Mutter to use. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So who's this Tana that holds that the Yain that comes out of these grapes, even though it's being squashed on Shabbos, it's Mutter? Om Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanan. ha-shum, if you have garlic, we have boise, that's like young grapes. We have melilis, that's young corns. Melilis is shibolim, it's the zangin, it's the stalks with wheat or corn grows on. But they're young yet, they're juicy. Shirisko nabayjoim, you squashed it before Shabbos. Is Rabbi Yishmoya loyme yigmor mishatechshach. On Shabbos, you're allowed to let the squeezing being done, and any juice that comes out on Shabbos is mutter. His yigma just means you're allowed to be finished on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. Just like in our Mishnah, if you put the beam on these things, on the shum, or on the boister, these young grapes, before Shabbos, then the yang that comes out on Shabbos is mutter to drink, mutter to use. So Drashi, boiser means anovim grapes, bitchilosim, when the beginning, kishen dakin, the very small, is moitzim and mashkin litfoboy. The juice that comes out of that is not made to drink for wine, but it's type of a vinegar like. You use it to dip in something into it. Litfoboy bosa. You dip the meat into this type of a juice. Lefishu chosik lekerv lahachmitz. It's very strong and almost like vinegar. Melilois, that's shibolim, that's the zang and the stalks. Shele bishkel kol sorkin, it wasn't ripe, didn't fully ripe yet. Miraskon, you squash them. V'etoinim bavonim, you put stones on top of them. Omashkizav mehem, and the juice comes out of it. Omatfoboy, also, you use this type of a sauce to dip bread into, dip meat into it. So, if you start this before Shabbos, it's yigmozatrashi, meyacha shiriskon, since you already squashed it before Shabbos, v'tzavron v'koivit, and you gather them together and you put something on top of it, is yenichem kelim, you're allowed to put kelim underneath it, v'yotzum yatzman, the juice comes out by itself. O mutlachatchila, this is mutlachatchila to do this before Shabbos, put a stone on top of these melilois, or on top of these grapes before Shabbos, and the juice that comes out throughout the whole Shabbos is mutter. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. If you have a Kiva Aimer, Rabbi Kiva says no, Rabbi Kiva Aimer,